for 40 years, I do not go out to lunch with any woman. I do not carry any woman in my car unless my wife or someone else is present. Mm-hmm. I don't do it.
That was my pastor's, and I think my current, I'm thinking about my former pastor, but my current pastor as well. And my husband does the same. And if he has someone, he's over a department at a university, and if he has a meeting with a female, he leaves the door open.
Well, you're very blessed, and I think we're blessed to have you have given yourself to write this particular novel, because I think a lot of times people can gain these truths through a story. And it can really anchor into their soul when the facts and so on just kind of skip over their minds. And unfortunately, right now, about 40% of all Christian books are romance novels. And but they're not leading to any ultimate spiritual truth, most of them. They're just designed to try to get women engaged in fantasy. And I think that's a dangerous thing as well. To live in a world of fantasy, it's like female pornography.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. I think we have to be very, very careful that we guard our minds and hearts. And isn't that exactly what the Scripture tells us to do? Here's what I'd like you to do, Kim. Take a moment, if you would, and just pray for our listeners that we would be strong and true and faithful in these difficult times.
Father, you indeed know the times that we are in, and I just pray, Lord, that as those of us who profess to know Christ, that you would strengthen us in our faith, strengthen us in our walk with Christ, keep us on the narrow path, keep our hearts committed to you. I pray that we would always look to you as our primary relationship, and cause us, Lord, to be faithful to you in all things, faithful from the heart, not just in deed, but from the heart. We need your grace. We need your enablement. We need, Lord, your power to get us through day to day, because we cannot do it on our own. And we thank you that you are faithful and that you will keep us from stumbling. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, I've enjoyed this conversation with a legal colleague, or at least two former legal colleagues, Kim Cashtate, her book, Faithful, a Novel. Your gift of $15 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Again, call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org, or write to us at Save America Ministries. And I want to urge you to become a partner with us. Day after day, we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. I also want to make available to you a fact sheet. It's a 7-page outline of what the Bible really teaches about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. You'll get it on our website, saveus.org. Feel free to print it out. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. And let all who come behind us find us faithful.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the first few minutes of the program, they're going to be those of Rick from Rick's Satellite. And then we're going to do an open line program, and we're going to be talking about the Federal Reserve System, what it is doing, what it is supposed to do, and what the result of its policies are going to be. Because basically the Federal Reserve System is the most important agency of government. In fact, it is far more important than the presidency, but most people don't understand that. The President of the United States is not the most important individual in our nation. The President of the Federal Reserve System is far more important because he determines the economy and the course of the economy of our nation. Well, first of all, let's talk to Rick of Rick Satellite here. Hi, Rick. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Dr. Stan. It's so nice to hear your voice in person, and thank you for having me on your show. And hello to all those great Radio Liberty listeners out there.
Well, basically, of course, I want you to tell our listeners just a little bit about what this satellite system is that you offer. Now, you have a satellite system. You put this together. The dish is made here in the United States, isn't it?
Yes. Actually, we just went to a manufacturer, Weingard, and they're in Iowa, and they actually stamped that dish out right there in Iowa. So we're glad at least one part of the system is made in the USA.
And, of course, this is a lot larger dish than the one you've been using in the past?
Well, it's larger than what DishNet and DirecTV use, but it's the same size I've been using for this system. It's what we call a 76-centimeter, measures about 30 inches wide by 33 inches tall.
Okay, fine. Now, basically, what will people get when they tune into the satellite? Once you get on the, once you have the system, why, there's no charge for it, but what will people get when they get onto the system?
Yeah, I was about to say what they won't get is a monthly fee. But to answer your question, what they will get is over 170 television stations and over 70 radio stations. And of the radio stations, you just listen to them right through the TV set. So you do need a television, and you don't have to have a new digital TV. It'll work on the older analog TVs or the new digital TVs. But of those 70-plus radio stations, we've got about 15 different stations that carry good Christian and patriot talk radio shows, news that you will not get anyplace else, like shows like yours, Stan, that now you could get on the Internet or shortwave with sometimes real good reception and other times varying reception. But we get shows like you, Stan, all of your show live, and we get repeats of it. We get Joyce Riley of the Power Hour, Gary Brownfield, Alex Jones, Pastor Butch Paul. So we get two stations that carry a lot of the hosts that are on GCN. And some of the other radio stations include First Amendment Radio, Scriptures for America, Pete Peters, America's Voice Radio, The Micro Effect, America Liberty Radio, and Republic Broadcasting Network.
But now, what do they get in the way of television there? Because you also have television. I know a lot of them are foreign language, but you have a lot of them English language as well. Aren't there some that actually just play a lot of the old-time motion pictures, you know, black and white pictures?
I was happily surprised. It really brought back some childhood memories. I flipped to River Broadcasting Network yesterday, and they are playing an old black and white movie of the Bowery Boys. I hadn't seen them for years, but this one station, River Broadcasting, does play a nice variety, just good, clean programming. Old movies from the 30s and 40s with John Wayne and Mickey Rooney and Spanky and Our Gang, and they played old episodes of Bonanzas and current-day programming as well. So,
and, of course, a lot of these actually have news programming from other countries, don't they?
Yes. There's three English news stations, Al Jazeera, Russia Today, and Press TV.
And, of course, Al Jazeera is really, of course, run by MI6, British Intelligence. We'll be right back. Well, go right ahead with what you were saying.
Well, Stan, there are over 170 TV stations. Now, a lot of them are foreign, as you noted. This satellite's used very heavily for international programming, so around 145 or 150 of these channels are foreign stations from all around the world, and they're in their own foreign language. Some of them will actually play some movies that are in English. I've been on an Arabic station where it was an older movie. It was color, so it wasn't too old, but they were running Arabic subtitles while the movie was actually in English. But of these 25 or plus English-speaking TV stations, we have a lot of just good, clean, Christian and religious programming. Daystar, Trinity Broadcasting, God's Learning Channel, The Miracle Network, The Word Network, Cornerstone TV. And they have a lot of good gospel singing, some gospel quartets. The 3ABN network is there as well. They have a channel, Amazing Discoveries and Amazing Facts, a lot of good Bible teaching. A lot of good children's programming as well. We have a lot of families homeschooling now, and they're not afraid to actually let the kids watch some TV now, that they're not going to be insulted with offensive commercials or offensive programming. So it's a nice system. It's proven itself. We've been having them out there for over 6 years now. We've got a lot of really happy, satisfied customers. And there's no monthly fee. Once you buy it, you own it. You will have to find somebody to install it. I don't have an installer plan right now. But actually, 75% is a number I usually pull out, is about the number of folks that buy it that actually do install it themselves.
All right, fine, Sidney. You have an awful lot of good customers. In fact, I think I must have, about the time that you just gotten into this, is about the time that we first located you and saw what you were doing and really realized that we didn't want to be involved in trying to sell something like this. We wanted you to sell it because you'd spend the time telling people how to get it installed. I think that's an important part of what you offer, isn't it?
I feel very lucky that God has brought us together with folks like you and Joyce Riley of the Power Hour, Todd Wade of Global Star Radio, who helps get the signal from you up to the satellite from an uplink center in Pennsylvania. And yes, it can be challenging sometimes, as it does require some patience and assistance to teach people how to install it. And we want to keep the prices as competitive as we can and do what we can to help support Radio Liberty and the information that you're putting out that we can't get over a lot of the regular airwaves. I have had calls from some of your listeners who hadn't heard of some of the other shows because they're picking you up on their local AM or FM station.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and with us is Rick from Rick Satellite, and we just wanted him to introduce you to really what this satellite offers. It offers all sorts, about 25 stations, video stations, television stations. Three of them are news stations. You'll get Russian news, you'll get Iranian news, you'll get the news from Al Jazeera, which is actually, of course, MI6. It's British intelligence runs the station for Al-Qaeda, but then the whole Al-Qaeda movement has been a false flag operation funded by the CIA and MI6 since its inception, so you'll be getting their news as well. And then you'll get a lot of good old-fashioned movies. You'll get, Sidney, a lot of Christian programming there and educational programming. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity. Rick, will you tell people how they can get in touch with you if they'd like to find out more about your satellites?
Thank you again, Stan, to be promoted or allow you to promote this product on your show. I feel very lucky. My phone number, folks, is area code 816-228-1801. Now, I'll repeat that again in just a minute, so get those pencils ready. My website is called GoFastMotorsports.com, and if you just want to do a search for me on the Internet, you can do Rick's Satellite Talk Radio, and I come right up on the first on most of the search engines. But my phone number again, Stan, is area code 816-228-1801. Are doing an Internet search for Rick's Satellite Talk Radio. We'd love to have you as customers, and it's just another great way to get good, clear reception of news and information that folks like you put out there, Stan, that we need to help educate and open eyes and ears to what's really going on out there. These are some tough, interesting times with the government telling us we can't grow our own food, and the security that's going on right now at the airports, and this is just a disturbing time right now.
Well, I think that we better do everything we can. I hope everybody out there in the listening audience will call their congressmen, call their senators. They've already passed it through Congress. I mean, they're going to say that you can't grow your own food. The government's got to be able to control the food supply. Ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning us. They're poisoning us with aspartame. They're poisoning us with bisphenol. They're poisoning us with phthalates. They're poisoning us with all sorts of chemicals. They're putting aluminum and mercury into the vaccines. They're giving to the people. They're putting fluoride in their water. They're giving us genetically modified food. And we're supposed to rely upon them for food safety. Ladies and gentlemen, they're destroying the food supply in this country. They're destroying the agriculture there in the Central Valley of California, so we'll be forced to import food from other countries, primarily from China and other countries. They're shifting production of food overseas. And now we want to rely upon them to protect us from adulterated food, this most ridiculous thing in the world.
Absolutely. It's just flabbergasting. I don't know what other word to use to tell us that we can't grow our own food. Everybody in America how to be standing up and revolting against this and getting the names of all the people that have voted that through. This is just disgusting.
And because they say, well, you know, but we've got to have somebody look, protect the people. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't want the government to protect me because they are not going to protect us. They are going to do more to destroy humanity. There is a population control agenda, and many of those people are working at the highest levels of our government in the FCC and the FDA and the CDC and the U.S. Public Health Service, and they are mandated programs which are destroying the health of our people, which is why if you compare the health of people here in the United States with the people of comparable age in England, we have almost 50% more heart disease, almost 100% more diabetes, and other physical illnesses in comparable groups over in Great Britain. Well, Rick, I'm going to let you go. I just one more time get your telephone number out there. If anybody out in the audience has a question or comment, they can give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Otherwise, we'll let Rick go, and we'll do an open line program. But, Rick, one more time, get your web page and your telephone number out.
Telephone number, first time, is 816-228-1801, and my website is gofastmotorsports.com. Right at the top of the page, you'll see a link that says Global Star Patriot Talk Radio Systems, and that'll take you right to the equipment that we're talking about with you tonight, Stan.
Do
a Google search for Rick Satellite Talk Radio.
Rick Satellite Talk Radio, that'll get to him as well. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us, Rick.
Thank you so much, Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I thought maybe we'd just talk this evening about the Federal Reserve System, how it works, and, of course, it's really open lines. We want you to give us a call here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But there's a lot of talk today about, well, you know, should the Federal Reserve System go ahead with QE2, Quantitative Easing 2? And most people sort of, well, they really don't want to admit they don't understand what they're talking about. In fact, they really don't understand what quantitative easing is. They don't understand how the Federal Reserve System really works. But of course, the purpose of the Federal Reserve System initially was to give us a stable monetary system so that the money would maintain its value and could not be manipulated by the banks. And then, of course, about 1977 or so, why Congress amended the responsibility of the Federal Reserve System, so it was not only to maintain a stable monetary system, but it was to have stable employment, so we were not to have high levels of employment. So basically the function of the Fed is twofold. One, to give us a stable monetary system, a stable dollar. The second is to give us a stable employment system. Well, today, unemployment is about 22%. Now, that if you take the U2 unemployment, it's 9.6%. If you take the U6, and you can get this on the Internet, the U6 unemployment put out by the Bureau of Labor and Statistics is about 16.4%. But then they put in a fudge factor. They call it the birth-death ratio. And really, of course, if they calculated unemployment the way that we did at the time of Great Depression, the unemployment level would be about 22%. They put in something called the birth-death ratio, which nobody quite understands, but it's simply a way of not telling the truth. Now, the unemployment figures then for U6 are the people who are unemployed, are the people who are, of course, unemployed and receiving government benefits, the people who are underemployed, in other words, they have to work two or three jobs just to make ends go, they've had to take a marked pay cut in their pay, or the people who have simply given up looking for work. And that is what the U6 unemployment is. And if you look at it objectively, according to John Williams, who's an economist, why, it's really about over 22%. Do you really think the Federal Reserve System is doing a good job of preserving the unemployment, or preventing unemployment in this country? Now, the other thing, of course, they're supposed to do is give us a stable currency. But, of course, the dollar, the dollar of today is worth about $0.04 back in 1913 when the Fed was established, because it has always tried to produce inflation. But it's supposed to fight inflation. Well, we're going to hold inflation to 2% a year. But over a period of 80 years, a 2% inflation, even we've been around for over 80 years, a 2% inflation rate, eventually, of course, completely destroys the value of the currency. And people, you know, who start working when they're 20 years of age and retire when they're 65 over a period of 46 years have lost almost all of the value of their savings if they simply put it in the bank and then had to pay the income tax on the interest they got and very low interest rates. Well, the way that the Federal Reserve maintains the monetary situation is that they determine how much money is in circulation, and they determine the interest rates. Those are the two things they could do. Now, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's going to be open lines. I want to hear from you. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But the Federal Reserve System determines the amount of money that is in circulation by the use of bonds. They either, if they want to contract the amount of money in circulation, they create bonds and they sell them to the banks. The banks give the Federal Reserve money. The banks get bonds in return. But that takes money out of circulation. In other words, when the banks give the Federal Reserve money, they no longer have it to lend. On the other hand, when the Federal Reserve System wants to increase the money supply, why they buy bonds from the banks. The banks give the Federal Reserve their bonds, and the Federal Reserve gives the banks money. And, of course, that money then can be lent out. And, of course, by lending money, why, of course, money is readily available. If you want to borrow money to buy a car, you want to borrow money to buy a house, you want to borrow money to start a business or to fund the business that you already have. And basically because of the multiplier factor of the fractional reserve system, which allows the banks to lend almost 10 times what they actually have on reserve. In other words, they have $1,000 on reserve, they can lend $9,000 more. And so basically you see this expansion of the availability of capital. And this can create a very, very prosperous system. The only problem is, of course, when the banks want to, they simply restrict their lending, and they do it in concert because, remember, the six major banks in America control well over half of the wealth of our nation. And they are in this together by contracting the money supply. Why, of course, there's no money then for people to borrow for businesses. People begin to lose their jobs. When they lose their jobs, they can't pay for their homes, and so they lose their homes. They can't pay for their cars. They lose their cars. They lose literally everything they have, and people then face bankruptcy, but they made it increasingly difficult for people to go bankrupt. And they've done this very intentionally because, of course, this is a program that they do about every 10, 20, 30 years by which you get the transfer of wealth. And this is what you're seeing today. And that's exactly what the Fed is doing. And all the quantitative easing is not going to change it. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we're simply talking about how the Federal Reserve System works. And, of course, it...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
One is to maintain full employment, or as full employment as you can. Well, they've totally failed there because we really have about 22% unemployment, 9.6% U2 unemployment. By the Bureau of Labor Statistics' own figures, we have about 16.4% U6 unemployment. And John Williams said, if you take out all the modifiers there, all the fudging, because they just love to fudge, they want to conceal the truth in American people, we're really looking at about 22% of our population that is either unemployed or underemployed or is just simply given up looking for work. Well, let's go to John, who's calling from Spokane. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Oh, good. I wanted to ask you a question about the food safety bill.
About what now? About the food safety bill, yes. And I hope that you write to your senator, well, because it won't do any good. I'm sure Feinstein and Boxer will both vote for it. But go right ahead. I think it's a disaster.
Well, it is. I called Patty Murray's office and Maria Cantwell up here in Washington State. Murray, they said, this is a couple days ago, that she was voting for it. And Cantwell was undecided at that point. And, of course, I wrote to him as well. But the question I've got is, so long as the food is grown, let's say, within the state, and it's sold within the state, that's outside the federal government's jurisdiction, isn't it?
Well, of course it is, but these people don't believe in the Constitution. These people will always find some other vehicle to justify expanding the power of the government. Basically, these people have sworn to uphold the Constitution. They're doing everything they can to violate that. What business is of theirs if you grow food on your farm and you sell it to your neighbor? It's no business of theirs. And certainly their regulations are poisoning the American people, and they want us not to be able to have healthy food. They want us to have the food that they're putting out, food that's contaminated with aspartame and MSG and phthalates and bisphenols and atrazine, and certainly we could go down the long list of all the chemicals that they're putting in our food and the things that they're putting in our water and the genetically modified food. They know what they're doing. They're poisoning the American people, and now they say, oh, we're from the government. We're here to help. I mean, it's unconstitutional, that
absolutely.
Pure and simple.
Now, on another issue, I don't remember which one it was. I don't know if it was the healthcare thing or what it was. I don't remember. But there was the whole issue that we have our local sheriff. And let's say, for example, you have a farmer's market and you have your sheriff, and the sheriff is educated on what's going on. And some federal agency comes in. The sheriff has the right to kick the Fed out of his jurisdiction.
He sure does. We need to back him up. Now, they will come after him. They'll do anything they can to vilify or destroy a sheriff or keep him from getting reelected. And that's why we need local people to understand and stand behind our officials, who will say, no, you are violating the Constitution. You have no authority in here. You pass all the laws you want to. They apply to Washington, D.C. and the District of Columbia, but they do not apply here in Spokane, Washington. Absolutely. And we're going to have to have public defiance of unconstitutional laws.
Right. All right. There's a good sheriff up here in Spokane, and the Tea Party people up here in Spokane have met with him, and his comment back, this is what one of my buddies who's active in the Tea Party said, that he said, well, when push comes to shove, I'm just going to need a lot of people to step up to be deputies.
All right, fine. Well, I think you are so fortunate to have a sheriff like that. And I just hope that people all across America who hear our program will start educating their sheriff so they understand what this is happening, and that there really is a move to create a dictatorship. There really is a move to damage the health of the American people. And these things that are being done, the scientific studies are there. They know what's going on. They just want to conceal it from the American people. And when are the people going to get mad?
Well, I know that up here in Spokane, a lot of the people that would be into farmers markets, organic food, any of this type of thing where you're growing your own and what have you, they typically vote Democrat. And I have a feeling that if the feds tried to enforce something on that, those people would all of a sudden wake up real fast on what's really going on.
Well, I think that it doesn't matter whether they vote Democrat or Republican. Well, these are matters of freedom. And basically, some of the things the Republicans are doing are terrible. I mean, they're backing the big banks. They're backing the big giveaways to the big corporations who are behind what all this is going on. What we need are people who believe in America. It doesn't matter whether you got a D in front of your name or an R in front of your name. We need Americans.
Well, and what I meant by that was the fact that they, whether, like you said, whether it's D or an R, some people just robotically check the box and they're not awake on what's really going on. And whether it's,
John, I want you to hang on. We're going to take a little break here, but you hang on. We'll be back in just a moment.
No problem.
Grateful for a land so fair.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Go ahead, John. What do you want? Go ahead.
Oh, what I was saying was a lot of these people up here that I was referring to, and I just happened to mention Democrats, what they were there for, like the state income tax, and therefore Agenda 21, et cetera, et cetera. And what I meant by that was that they're going to wake up because it's going to hit them right where they live, because they're not going to be able to have the farmer's market or this type of thing.
I think you're absolutely right. There are a lot of idealistic people there. I mean, Agenda 21 sounds great. I mean, what's wrong with trying to have clean air and clean water and a better world? They don't understand who's behind Agenda 21, that they're people of great wealth. In fact, the whole environmental movement, which, of course, is what behind Agenda 21 was financed by the oil companies. Why? Because they wanted to use the power of government to destroy their opposition. And believe me, they are into all sorts of alternative energy at the present time, and it's only going to drive the costs up. But behind all of this are some very, very wicked people who want to destroy humanity. They think there are too many people in the world. They're contaminating our rivers. They're contaminating our air. And we're just going to have to get rid of them. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're doing open lines here the first hour. We're having a little problem with our transmission, but I hope it's... John, how does it sound on your end of the program?
It sounds good here.
Okay, fine. Well, but I share your concern. All we can do is keep talking and hoping a lot of those good Democrats up there will begin to realize they've been following false leadership, they've been betrayed, and the very people who are leading this environmental movement are the very people they oppose. Anything
right.
else you'd like to say before we let you go?
One last thing. Did you ever see that HBO movie that was probably maybe made 15 years ago called Conspiracy? It was that meeting that was in that little town or suburb of Berlin in 1942, where the head of the Nazis met to decide the fate of the Jews. Did you ever see that movie?
No, I really didn't.
It's called Conspiracy, and they had a transcriber, like a court reporter, recording all that occurred in that meeting, and it was a for your eyes only with the transcripts from the meeting. One of those transcripts survived, and that's what the movie was based on, is the transcripts from this meeting. And if you watch that movie, it's called Conspiracy. It's got a great cast. And you see how they decided the fate of the Jews and what they were doing, and compare it to what's happening right now with everything from spraying the skies with aluminum and yada, yada, the vaccine, the body scanners, which probably are designed to sterilize, it, and among other things. And you see that movie and what they did, it really gives a nice, concise snapshot on what's happening today, and that these guys today are no different than the Nazis then.
Absolutely. In fact, many of these people's parents were financing the Nazis. The Nazi movement was largely financed by the elite here in America and by the elite in Great Britain, called the Cliveden Set in Great Britain. And there were 100 American corporations that built the war materials that the Nazis used to kill our boys. They were all headed by Americans. Those Americans stayed there during the war to build the war materials for Adolf Hitler. Not one of them was ever punished. Hey, thanks so much for calling, John, and please get people up there to listen to our program, will you?
I'll do it.
God bless. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open line, so give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got Robert calling from Iowa. Robert, how are you hearing us?
Pretty good. I can't get you in the evening, but I can get you an hour at the now.
Are you getting us on shortwave?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Go ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I've got two quick questions here. This new food law, is this going to affect people with a little private vegetable garden?
Goodness, you might be growing contaminated food. The government's got to inspect everything. You can't grow your food, you can't grow your chickens, all these things, federal law. The government's here to help us. Don't you know that, Robert?
Yeah. Yeah, I know all about the government.
Well, I think that what we need to do is get the American people up in arms and say, we're not going to obey your laws, and this is unconstitutional, and this gives us a wonderful opportunity to talk about the Constitution to people who've never even thought about it, and basically to point out that these people in Washington, D.C., have sworn to uphold the Constitution, don't believe in it. I think that if this passes, it could be the best thing that ever happened, because I hope the people will be up in arms with their pitchforks.
Well, if I'm on my own property, bought and paid for, and I have a vegetable garden, I'm going to keep it. I can tell you that.
Okay, go ahead. Did you have another question?
Yeah, I had another question. You talked in the past about this movie that Glenn Ford was in, Miracle of the Bells or something.
It was called The Brotherhood of the Bell.
I can't find that name. Is that still available or not?
Well, you could probably find it on the Internet. Do you have access to a computer?
Well, no, I'm not on the Internet.
All right, fine. Well, basically, there was a fellow up in, I'll tell you what, I can't think of his name right now, but he actually had, he was selling copies of that.
You
call my 800 number, I'll get back to you with his name. But he's a minister up there in Michigan, and he has a sort of a pirate radio station.
Yeah.
But, of course, see, he went into the background. He actually sold copies of the it's on DVD. Originally, it was a movie. And I think it ended Glenn Ford's career because it basically was the story of Skull and Bones.
Yeah.
And it was this young man who belonged to the secret society, and he was inducted into it. He was told that they would look after his whole career, and he would be well rewarded, become very successful, and his family would become very successful. But at some time, he would be asked to do something, and he would be expected to do it. Well, of course, he went on, and his father became very, very financially successful. He became a professor at a major university, and he had this wonderful old man who was sort of his mentor. And one day, a member of the secret society came to him and told him he would have to kill this old man. And he said, I won't do it. I mean, I'm not going to kill this man. And why do you want him killed? He said, that's none of your business. You made the pledge. You joined the secret society. You swore the oaths. And you have to kill this man. So he said he wouldn't do it. And so the man was killed. And then, of course, he wanted to speak out and tell what had happened. And then, of course, everything began to collapse around him. His father lost everything he had. He was fired from his job. He went on radio and television, tried to tell people. They ridiculed him. He told them there is a secret society. And everybody laughed. And there's one wonderful scene where he is actually on a television program trying to talk about the secret society. And he's being laughed at and ridiculed by this by the host, a great big fat actor, and he finally loses it. He jumps across the desk and grabs this guy by the neck, and of course now he's totally discredited. But of course, eventually, he keeps talking and talking and talking, and it almost seems there's no way he will ever expose the secret society until the very last scene, when some other young man comes up and says, "I know about the secret society, and I'm going to help you get the information out." Now, of course, the secret society was Skull and Bones. Both in 1994, both John Kerry and George Bush both belonged to the same secret society, one the Democrat nominee for president, the other Republican nominee for president. Tim Russert interviewed both of them on national television, asked both of them about Skull and Bones, and both men, both President Bush and John Kerry, Senator Kerry, gave the same answer. This secret society is so secret, we can't discuss it. But you know what happened to Tim Russert?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything else?
No, but that movie, though, I'd like to try to get it, because I looked in the movie encyclopedia and I don't understand.
They got
all his movies, but they don't have that.
Have you
one.
Tried Netflix?
No, I could try that.
You try Netflix, they might have it. Otherwise, and I think is Rick Joyner is the fellow that his name keeps coming to mind. I think that's Rick Joyner who actually has it. But if you can't find it anyplace, call our 800 number. I'll call you back and I'll try to get you the telephone number.
You know, actually, Glenn Ford was a Freemason himself.
He may very well have been. But remember, there are an awful lot of people who are Freemasons who do not understand Freemasonry. And that's the tragedy. Oh, basically, Masonry is a fraternity within a fraternity.
Yeah, I was a Mason myself, 32nd degree, but I read the last few chapters of Morals and Dogma by Pike, and I know what it is.
Okay, fine. Well,
okay, thank you for that.
God bless. And well, and that's, of course, Robert calling from Iowa. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you've got a question or comment, if you agree or disagree, you have something you'd like to talk about, we're talking about open lines, but we're also talking about the fact that all the quantitative easing is simply political theater. It is designed to draw your attention away from what's really going on. And when Alan Greenspan, who is one of the architects of what's going on today, criticizes the Federal Reserve, and then the Federal Reserve comes back, there's a man, Mr. Duffy, and he is the assistant chairman of the Federal Reserve, second only to Ben Bernanke. He's a member of the Federal Open Market Committee. Who is Mr. Duffy? Why, he comes from Goldman Sachs. Aware, of course, and Goldman Sachs come from the Trilateral Commission. So basically, of course, they don't mention that. You're not supposed to understand that. Mr. Duffy is saying, oh, of course, there's nothing wrong with quantitative easing. It's not going to produce inflation. There's nothing to worry about. We're doing everything we can to maintain full employment and, of course, to preserve the stability of the dollar. And inflation is not a problem. You've got nothing to worry about. So you got Alan Greenspan on one hand saying this is going to lower the value of the dollar, it's going to lead to inflation, it's going to lead to trade barriers. Mr. Duffy on the other side. And by carrying on this conversation, arguing back and forth, you do not understand what's really going on. What's really going on basically is the banks working in concert. The six major banks, and of course that is Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup are both Rockefeller banks. And then you've got Bank of America, you've got Wells Fargo and Morgan Stanley. That's all that's left. There used to be probably 15 major banks. We're down to six now. They control over half of the wealth of our nation. And they could start this economy going tomorrow if we simply had tariffs to protect our industries, so we stopped encouraging the corporations to move overseas by giving them special tax benefits and breaks by moving overseas, and stopped funding their building, giving them loans so they can build their corporations, build their factories overseas. If we would stop doing that and simply the banks would start lending money again, but they're not going to do it, because they're in the process of destroying the economy of our nation, so they can lower the living standards of our people, and you're not even going to be able to grow your own food in your own backyard. They're going to be watching everything you do by satellite. They will know everything you do right now. Why do you think we have those satellites? Do you honestly believe we put the satellites up there to spy on the communists? Of course not. We put the satellites up in the sky to spy on the people here in the United States. And they can even determine what sort of vegetables you're growing in your garden. They can read the newspaper that you're holding in your hand. They can read it from outer space. Amazing technology they've been able to develop with American tax dollars, telling the American people we have to have the satellites to protect you from the wicked communists in Russia, or the wicked Osama bin Laden hiding in a cave, or the wicked communists in Beijing. Why don't we just stop funding all of our enemies? Why don't we stop funding Russia? Why don't we stop funding the Chinese communists? And we are. Where do you think they got all the money to put in the factories over there? Where do you think they got the money to build these magnificent cities that they produced? It all began with American banks and the IMF and the World Bank and all of these organizations funded communist China and began to build up their industries, and then took down our tariff barriers so they could export their slave-produced products into our country. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you, and if you have questions or comments, But when you understand that the Federal Reserve System, their job is to create a stable currency, and they were specifically designed not to do that. They were not organized to protect our currency. They were organized by this cabal of major banks to enrich the bankers, and that's exactly what they're doing. The Federal Reserve System is owned by the banks. And you can certainly look at them. You go to the website of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York and find out who owns it. It's owned by a significant part of it owned by European banks. And remember, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York is the major bank in the Federal Reserve System. So why is its stock held by Deutsche Bank and other German and British banks? Because this whole thing, all of these banks work together. They are part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Their goal is to bring about a one-world government, a one-world religion, because there's a spiritual component to it, and install the one-world dictatorship. Well, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and we'd love to hear if you have a question, a comment, if you agree, you disagree. But basically, of course, we've seen here in this last week or two why they really dropped the price of gold and silver. But it's coming back again. Silver was up $1.30 an ounce today. Gold was up about $18 to $20 an ounce today. If you're looking and seeing what's happened, wheat is up over 60%. Cotton is up over 80%. The commodities are going wild. We're going to be moving into an inflationary spiral, and we're being told there's nothing to worry about. The government's going to take care of it. Ladies and gentlemen, the government is doing everything they can to promote inflation, and they're doing everything they can to drive down the cost and the value of our currency. And when they do that, you're going to find the price of literally everything going up. If our friend Lindsay Williams is correct, why, we're going to find the price of oil going up to $150 to $200 a barrel within the next 4 months, and we're talking about really by the end of February, the end of March. And if that happens, why, you're going to see the price of airline tickets going sky high, of trucking going sky high, of delivery going sky high. The Postal Service lost $8.5 billion this year. They're going to lose twice that much next year if that continues. They're just going to have to begin cutting back on their services. And basically what you're going to see is a progressive lowering of living standards right here in the United States. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295. It's open lines. We are having a little trouble with our transmission. I hope we're coming through well, but give us a call if you have a question or a comment. And we got a great program coming up next hour. But I did want you, of course, this first hour to hear Rick from Rick Satellite, because we're going to have to drop some of our shortwave coverage. We don't know what, how much we'll have to drop, but right now, of course, we're putting out over $5,000 a month for satellite, for shortwave transmission, and we're going to have to cut. I'd rather cut shortwave than cut some of our radio stations across America, because here's where we're going, reaching the people who don't know there's a problem, and they just by chance will be listening to a radio program, and they'll hear something that certainly interests them. They become regular listeners. They come to understand the spiritual struggle that's going on today. Hopefully, many of them will become evangelical Christians, and their lives will change throughout eternity. Well, let's go to Ron, who's calling from Richland. Hi, Ron. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Go right ahead, Ron.
Well, in the state of Washington,
Ron, Ron, are you there?
I'm still here, yes.
Go right ahead.
The state of Washington, we have some very good state legislators. However, our state is dominated by the people in Seattle, specifically. It's very tough to get any good people elected statewide.
Well, you know, if we could, I'd love to get a station up there in Seattle, because certainly we blanket the area down where you are very, very well. If we had a station in Seattle, when people hear the truth, they recognize it. It's just that they never hear the truth.
Yeah, I can attest to that. I'm a substitute school teacher, and I...
Oh, hold that thought for just a moment. We'll be right back. Go right ahead, Ron.
Well, I showed some of the kids in my class one of the articles from the local paper. It was, of course, way.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
824 Liberty, 1-888-24 Liberty, or 464-8295. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we suggest, if you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, you need to read it, or watch the DVD. And of course, you can, if you can't afford it, you can watch it up. It's up on the internet at radioliberty.com. And if you scroll down to the section on videos, and then you go down videos, why, it's the first one at the top. And you must understand the powerful spiritual forces working behind the scenes. You must understand Masonry. You must understand the Rosicrucians. You must understand the Theosophist. You must understand the New Age and the Lucius Trust and the Knights of Malta and certainly a myriad of other organizations. You must understand that all of the religious organizations, whether they be Catholic or Protestant or Jewish, have been infiltrated at the top. You must understand the philosophy of Gnosticism and certainly and its origin in the Kabbalah, which is Jewish mysticism. But remember, the Kabbalah was simply the codification of the ancient mysteries and the ancient mystery religions, which have been around since the time of Nimrod. Well, this is the time, of course, we hope that many of you out there will get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We suggest certainly William Still's excellent book, The New World Order, The Ancient Plan of Secret Societies. That's the New World Order, the ancient plan of secret societies. We think it's important that you understand that what is going on today is the culmination of literally thousands of years of secret societies. Not imaginary, it's very real. And many of the great philosophers and leaders of the past have been deeply involved with the mystery religions and the occult. And that would include people like Pythagoras and Socrates and Plato and Aristotle and Alexander the Great. And now you only need to read Plutarch's work, The Age of Alexander, written in the first century, where Alexander talks about his working and schooling in the mysteries. And that's how he was able, with a small group of about 38,000 Macedonian troops, to take on the most powerful armies in the world and defeat them, because he was relying on his supernatural power. Well, certainly we would like to recommend William Still's new DVD, The Secret of Oz. That's The Secret of Oz, talking about the story of the Wizard of Oz. And, of course, the book was actually written about the monetary system, and William does an excellent job. He and I are good friends. We disagree on the solution, but we all see the same problem, and I recommend his DVD. I mean, we are not all going to agree on everything, but the material he presents is outstanding. That's The Secret of Oz. You need to hear my talk on planned population reduction, and it comes with the syllabus. You need to hear my talk on the financial Armageddon, because what is going on today, the destruction of our monetary system, is part of a long-range plan to destroy the economy of our nation. And these things are happening not by accident, but by intent. We have an excellent DVD on the Trilateral Commission. Pat Wood gives the story. And I can't do it any better than he did it. We recommend his DVD. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. But we do ask you, of course, to tell others about our program. Encourage them to listen. If you're in a position to help us financially, we'd certainly appreciate it. We hate to have to drop any of our outlets. We have over 60 outlets every week, and we're reaching people across America, and people are waking up. But a lot of our listeners are having real financial problems. We understand. And so if you can't help, we ask you, of course, to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And we'll be back in just a moment with the next hour of Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Fletcher, a good friend, has done a lot of investigative reporting, put together some wonderful DVDs documenting some of the major tragedies tragedies of modern times, the murder of Sonny Bono, Congressman Sonny Bono, the assassination of President Kennedy, the weather modification programs that are underway, the mass control that is being exerted on the American people, and really so much information that you're not going to get elsewhere. Hi, Bob. How are you doing tonight? Oh, let's see. Maybe we don't have Bob on the line. He hasn't been passed through yet. I've got to get our producer. If our producer would let me know. There we go. Hi, Bob. How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, and I appreciate your willingness to come on. It's short time. We had some regularly scheduled guests who wasn't able to appear tonight, and there's so much to talk about. What are the issues you'd like to discuss this evening?
Well, you know, last time I wanted to talk at least a little bit about just kind of an interesting subject that's sort of fallen to the wayside a little bit off of the radar. Of course, we have so many outrageous things, you know, but I'd like to usually kind of just bring things to the attention that may not be all over the news. You know, today they beat us to death with Congressman Rangel's reprimand for being caught as a thief, and so they did that like all day today. In the news, that's all they did. They beat us over the head with Charles Rangel, is out of the representative out of New York City, Harlem area, been in there for 40 years, and he's, you know, he's just outrageous. They found him guilty of 11 infringements on the ethics committee. The truth is, you see, if a guy that was in regular business out here, if they did the things that Charles Rangel was caught doing, they would go they'd already be in jail. They'd be indicted instantly, you know. And what's going to happen here, they're giving him what's called like this really terrible thing they're going to do. They're going to censure him. And basically, as a matter of fact, see, that's one of those vague kind of words, sort of like, what does that mean? And basically what it means is they're gonna yell at him in public. You know, it's not as good as a public flogging, but they're going to basically just say, you know, you were really bad and you need to stand up here and admit that you were bad and apologize.
But he's not apologizing. He's saying he's being unfairly treated, you know, and
yeah,
basically didn't do anything, and he didn't do anything different than a lot of other people. He's probably right. He got his hand caught in the cookie jar, and the rest of them, of course, always do it when the lights are off, and he did it when the lights were on. But, of course, Rangel is not going to apologize publicly, and nothing will happen, you know. He'll continue there until he gets ready to retire. And, you know, so many of our congressmen are totally corrupt. I mean, they are up for sale. We have the finest elected representatives in Sacramento and in Washington, D.C. that money could buy. And so when they take money from corporations or from major donors, you know, for their reelection campaigns, they don't give that money with the idea that they like what the man stands for. They give it so they'll get something in return. And whether it be Charles Rangel or so many of the others, they'll introduce legislation as payoffs for their. And basically, this is wrong. But it's wrong because the government has power. Restrict the power, and you won't have corrupt politicians. Go right ahead.
Basically, of course, what I was saying, I was being a little bit facetious, but the bottom line is that nothing will happen to him. Like you said, there will hardly, if anything happens beyond some artificial verbiage and some name calling or whatever, and finger pointing over the next couple of weeks, other than that, if anything happens, I will be amazed, absolutely overwhelmed. And the bottom line is, he just carried out all kinds of criminal activities. And the, they're viewed to be, you can't have a multi-million-dollar villa and not pay taxes or not report it on your, as assets. That was one little tiny thing. You can't take the, property that actually is set up for, subsidized payment, a low rent district in Harlem, and just take a whole section of that and use it for your government offices. You can't solicit funds on Senate and congressional, on your paperwork, your letterhead that comes from the Congress. You can't send out solicitation for money on that. It just goes on and on. And like I say, if anybody else did it, they would already be indicted and be trying to get a lawyer to hope they didn't get 20 years in the state pen. And in his case, nothing will happen. And he's been there so long. Another thing nobody ever looks into or is not tremendously aware of, and it's easy to find out what it amounts to, but their retirement plan now is so outrageous. You know, and like once they reach these 20-year marks and these 25-year, et cetera, in the Congress, their retirement looks like the national debt by itself. And in his case, he's been there for 40 years. The other day, the news lady was reporting on this, and she misquoted, you know, and she said, he's been there 20 years, she said. And what she supposed to have said was 20 terms, and those are 2 years each, and he's been there for 40 years, not 20 years. And she was amazed that he'd been up there for 20 years, and the truth is he'd been there for 40. It's just ridiculous. But something that I wanted to talk about a little bit, bring it to, it's just kind of something that everybody might want to be aware of. We are aware of the bottom line, you know, on our energy problem we have with general energy. We can't keep using fossil fuels. They actually are going to run out.
Hold that thought, Bob. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bob Fletcher, and Bob Fletcher was just talking about Charles Rangel, and he's been in Congress for 40 years and been playing all sorts of hanky-panky and doing all sorts of undercover deals. But I think the big thing is that Congress has too much power. When our founding fathers created the United States, they wanted to limit the power of the central government because, suddenly, whenever men had power, they would misuse it. So they really the secret of America, and the reason other countries wanted to emulate us, was America was the first country where the very essence of the law was to limit the power of government. First Thomas Jefferson had said so well, in matters of politics speak not to be of confidence in men, but rather bind them down for mischief with the chains of the Constitution. Well, those who want an all-powerful government have gradually eroded that concept, and is there more and more power in Washington, D.C., and if they've unconstitutionally and illegally expanded the power of the central authority, why then, of course, people want to buy that power. And the great corporations give money to government agents or congressmen or groups or one means or another so that they can use the power of the government to prevent there being competition and try to come in here with a car, you know, that would certainly burn gasoline. They'd never allow something like that in this country because it would compete with the gasoline-burning cars. Now, I'm not suggesting that they have a car that'll get by on water, although I've heard all sorts of stories. I've also heard that the people who developed them met untimely deaths. There are lots of excellent alternatives to what we're doing today, and they're being effectively suppressed. And they're being suppressed by government. Certainly nuclear power gives you abundant, cheap electricity. It is being actively suppressed. It's being utilized all throughout the world. But under one guise or another, it's being suppressed by the environmentalists. And who funds the environmentalists? Why, the oil companies. They don't want any competition. When are people going to wake up? Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, one of the points that I wanted to make today was that if folks want to be a little bit ahead of the curve, a little bit ahead of the activity that's going to be showing up on the radar here as time goes by, and that is an amazing thing called helium-3. Helium-3 as a fuel. Helium-3 as a fuel that legitimately, from a scientific point of view, could replace the bulk of whatever energy systems we are now fooling with. Now, what I want to kind of give a heads up on, helium-3 is not available on Earth to any serious amount. And what it does, it can carry out the fission combination and actually create a nuclear reaction, creating energy. Of course, we're familiar with that with the use of our nuclear power plants and, of course, atomic bombs. But the helium-3 has the ability to produce this tremendous type of a nuclear reaction, but without putting out any negative chemical as part of the reaction. There's nothing, there is no radioactivity that will make you ill or cause problems with that side of it. Now, on the other side of it is the fact that helium-3 will literally have to be mined from the moon if we are serious about this. And apparently, both China and Russia, besides the United States of America, are chasing this. They've been keeping rather quiet. It's not a big deal. You're not going to see it in your local newspaper, and you're not going to see it on the news at this point in time very much. But apparently, we did a typically American goofy thing, and that was the samples, a few samples that were brought back from the surface of the moon. We, in doing it a political gesture of how we were buddies with Russia back at that time during the Cold War when we were competing for the first person in space and all. When we brought back some of the samples, we gave it to the Russians and we said, look, you can share some of the surface of the moon that we brought back. It's about as silly or childish kind of a political action that I could ever imagine, because they had not, at that time, looked into what they had in their hands. And lo and behold, what they found out that they did have was the fact that helium-3 is profusely available on the surface of the moon, with a minimal amount of what we would call mining. This helium-3 could be brought back to Earth. Now, and again, bearing in mind that I'm going under the assumption that what we're talking about is real. According to scientists, it is, and according to space and NASA and other people, we've been able to get legitimate information out. It appears that this is all realistic. And what we're talking about is something where just a few tons of this helium-3 would be able to actually function like the equivalent of millions of tons of other types of fuel. So it's sort of the thing that might save the future of energy if, in fact, we're still here in another 10 or 15 years, if the Earth is still revolving and we haven't blown ourselves up or something in the meantime. But this helium-3, where it comes from, people say, well, why isn't it on Earth and how come it's on the moon? Helium-3 is actually a gas, if you will, or a type of a plasma gas that expels from the sun, and it goes past the Earth and goes past the moon and goes past all of the other planets in varying degrees in let's say, like a windstorm on a regular basis. Has been doing this for billions, if not trillions of years. It's been doing it at least for billions of years. And what happens in Earth is that the atmosphere that normally protects us from other radiations, if you will, and problems from outer space, it also protects us and shields us from being bombarded with the dust that would carry the helium-3 molecule. So we don't have it. The amount on Earth is almost zero. On the moon, it's been piling up, if you will, to use a simple term, on the surface and being held in the metallic type surface of the moon, and so that it's fairly close to the surface and in literally tons and tons available. So the couple of things I wanted to point out, of course, number one is that the ability for it to function as this unbelievable fuel, the amount the size of a man's wallet could generate enough electrical power to run New York City for an entire year.
Well, basically what you're talking about, Bob, is nuclear fusion, not fission.
That's
that we
correct.
Have, but nuclear
okay.
fusion. And basically, of course, every effort to develop nuclear fusion has been blocked by the oil companies. I mean, they could have had fusion a long time ago, whether it was using helium-3 or something else, but they don't want a solution to the problem. Basically, they want to raise the price of electricity. They don't want us using electricity. They're doing everything they can to block electric development, nuclear fusion, nuclear energy. Of course, fusion energy would be far better. And then, of course, they're tearing down the dams. They're installing the smart meters to actually justify raising the cost of electricity. They don't want us to do what's logical, to have a better lifestyle and to be able to produce things more efficiently. They're doing everything exactly the opposite. I agree with you. I think helium-3 is a wonderful thing, and the idea of nuclear fusion is a wonderful alternative, but it's going to be blocked, Bob. This is my fear.
Well, and again, this is one of the things that we don't know. It's sort of like a chess game, and of course we're very much aware of that. It'll either be, number one, totally blocked, or there may be a realization that that the Earth is going to end up needing it. And of course, in that case, if they don't block actually physically getting it into use, then what they certainly will do is they will lock down total control. Now, we have to realize right now the way it is, if Joe Schmo down the street actually punches a water well into his backyard in Louisiana someplace or whatever, if he happens to hit natural gas or hits oil, he does have the benefit of that as a private citizen. And, of course, he ends up having to sell it to one of the controlled conglomerates, of course, in order to get it out of the ground. But if you get into this interesting question looking at it right now, just say, well, okay, let's say they do begin seriously with the intent of trying to get this back from the surface of the moon. We're actually talking about mining the moon. If that was a serious venture, who owns the moon? And, of course, automatically you get into that, well, first person there, I guess, does the United States have the rights to it, or does Russia have the rights to it, or does the world government that they're putting together as a joint venture, are they going to own all of it just because there will not be any American or any other citizens up there to where they can lay any kind of claim at all? So any of it coming off the surface certainly will be controlled 150% by the powers to be.
And, of course, it's the most amazing thing, you know, we were able to go to the moon about 1969, but we're not able to go to the moon today. I mean, we knew they were on the moon, we've seen the pictures of it, and yet, of course, today we're just incapable of doing that. We're just so inefficient. Maybe in 10 or 20 years we'll be able to go to the moon. Again, we'll be back in just a moment with Bob Fletcher. Bob, go right ahead.
Well, and
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
On how helium-3 can be used to generate fusion electricity. In other words, energy by a fusion rather than by fission, which is what, of course, the nuclear bombs and other things are. But, of course, we're working on this 30 years ago here in the United States. All of this is canceled because the people who really run things, the big oil companies, and the people really who want to lower our living standards here in the United States, don't want a logical solution. That is the big problem, Bob. I think it's a great idea, but they're not about to allow that. They wouldn't allow fission before. They wouldn't allow them to try to come up with more effective nuclear power plants. In fact, we can't even build a nuclear power plant here in the United States. We can fund them. We can guarantee loans for them in China. We're actually guaranteeing loans for 5 nuclear power plants. They're going to be built by Westinghouse, which incidentally is no longer American. It's a Japanese company. But we're guaranteeing Westinghouse can build 5 nuclear power plants in China. That's regular nuclear power. Why can't we have them in America? Do you honestly think they're going to let us have fusion electricity when they won't let us have fission electricity here?
And I don't know. Again, like we say, it's always a big question of not knowing what the end game play is, what their plan is in the long run, the big chessboard that these guys are always moving the men around, using our money, doing all the moves, and making sure that there's a control factor in somebody's pocket up there someplace that you and I really don't have a good handle on at all. I guess the idea is that if, in fact, any of this potential interterrestrial, or actually just within our own solar system, of course, any mining or some huge operations like that that would get underway, they're going to certainly make sure that it would be totally controlled by somebody that is in a line or in bed, if you will, with the one world government. It will be some kind of a power organization, using the term power as in physical generation of power. It'll be some sort of power corporation put together by the New World Order, and they'll have total control over it. But just wanted to kind of bring it to the attention of everybody that this new, very strange, very interesting thing that's going on, and there is some kind of reality to it, at least sufficiently, to where both Russia and the Red Chinese and the United States, all three are do certainly have the plans on the drawing board and are moving forward with it. It's going to be interesting to watch and see what happens.
I think there's no question that nuclear fusion is an excellent source of electricity, and that's why they blocked it. I don't believe they want ready to expand our electric consumption here in the United States. Have you ever heard of the Bloom Box, Bob?
Yes, sir, and that's another part of an amazing potential generator or generator fuel. You might want to explain a little bit about that. I know you probably know some about it. I know basically it amounts to being an invention that supposedly, and again, this is one of these things that I think remains to be really demonstrated well. I've seen some demonstrations on it. Basically, it's like a microchip, a combination of extreme small microchip configuration put together to create what amounts to being a high-powered, long-lasting battery, which is only about an eighth of an inch thick, extremely thin, maybe even like a cardboard box in thickness, 5, 6, 8 inches in diameter or in a square, and then can be grouped together to generate huge amounts of power, and again, without putting out anything that's harmful into the atmosphere.
Well, apparently they do use some natural gas. I don't understand it, but it's basically a fuel cell that runs on natural gas, very small amounts, and it's been installed in Google and a number of major plants over in the Silicon Valley, and apparently it works very efficiently. It's known as the Bloom Box.
Right.
And certainly, if this works out, why, we'll have readily available cheap electricity within a couple of years. Everything is in place. It is being used now. It's been used for about a year over there in the major plants, and they're getting electricity as just pennies on what would cost dollars before. If this works, it's going to put the green energy out of business. Oh, my goodness. Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to have to take off that green tie, because he's simply a spokesman for this whole corrupt green agenda. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bob Fletcher. He's been talking about nuclear fusion, actually using helium-3, which can be mined on the surface of the moon. And, of course, apparently the Russians and the Chinese are figuring on how they're going to do that. Here in America, the United States, everything is being done to block production of electricity. That's why they won't allow nuclear power plants. That's why they're tearing out the dams. Hydroelectricity is very cheap. That's why they're tearing them out, but they can't tell you what they're really up to. You're not supposed to know that the whole idea is to lower living standards here in America. They blocked nuclear fusion. Now, that is different than nuclear fission. They blocked nuclear fusion. You go right ahead, Bob.
And, of course, you know, the everything is on the schedule of those persons that are at the steering wheel of it all. As we you talk about and I talk about here for so many years, it's whether people realize it or not, the bottom line is there are other people moving those puppet strings, and as long as they have the strings tied to their fingers, they move everything along at their own speed, and when it's like you say, they restricted the expansion of many types of power for so many years. There was, in fact, that extremely good functioning electric vehicle. How many years ago was that? 30 years ago or something, when they put together, I can't think of the name of it right off the top of my head, but the electric vehicle that was out and was manufactured and actually proved to be working. And in California, they even had already put together the charging stations where you could just pull up like a gas station and pay a certain amount, have your vehicle charged, and go on just like a gasoline. And, of course, they not only did they stop the production of that particular electric vehicle, but they actually...
Hold that thought, Bob. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bob Fletcher. He was just talking about how 30 years ago they had efficient electric vehicles. They actually had charging stations for them. You just, instead of going in and filling up your tank with gas, you'd just go into the charging station, you'd plug it in. How long did it take to plug it, to charge it? Do you remember, Bob?
Well, it was already worked out it was minimal. To give yourself a good full charge, they were recommending that you do it at the house. You know, but if you will look like you were getting low, you would have service stations along the way on the main highways, et cetera, so that you could pump yourself up in a short period of time to get yourself on down the road. These were totally totally electric, and I wish I could think the name of it, and I can't. There was a big big stink. There was actually an expose done, a videotape of 1 hour expose on how it had been stopped. And how the corporations and the government had gotten together and pulled the plugs on this poor guy that had created this entire thing. And this would have certainly been the answer, I think it was 19 in the 80s sometime. And it was a vehicle, it was working, and that was the bottom line. And what they actually did, so that nobody could get the designs or even get it started again, by some type of a judgment or a legal order, they actually destroyed every single vehicle that had been made. They actually had manufactured them, and they went out and destroyed them, and there's like known to be like one or two of them left, and they're worth, you know, an absolute fortune. You know, one of them is in some museum someplace, and another one's theoretically stashed away in some other location, but they actually went on out and destroyed them all. Now, what has happened all of a sudden, it must be on their schedule, but General Motors is now introducing for the year 2011, the Chevrolet will have their Volt, V-O-L-T, electric-powered vehicle will be, in fact, available, and it drives gas and emissions free for most commutes.
No, it is a hybrid, though. It does have the ability to use gasoline. It's primarily electric, though. But the interesting thing about the Volt is it's going to cost $41,000, and they're going to lose money on every one they produce. But don't you worry, the federal government's going to give a $7,500 tax deduction to anybody who buys one. So the federal government owning General Motors is going to lose money on every car they produce. Plus, it's going to give the people a bonus to buy the car. That's going to cost them more. Basically, of course, the Volt cannot possibly compete with the Prius, which, of course, is $26,000. So go right ahead.
Okay. And now, I think for the first time, actually, I think this is not a hybrid. I believe now the one that they're introducing is totally electrical and runs completely on electricity. And I may be wrong, but I don't know. I think now they finally have that to where it will, for the most part, is not a hybrid. It is actually 100% electrical. They're claiming that it only costs about $1.50 a day to run it, to charge it. And it would take about 10 hours to charge it, like overnight. I don't know what the distance was going to be on it as far as, but obviously it has to be at least sufficiently capable to go probably, I would imagine, 100 miles on a charge. I can't imagine it being less than that. It is totally gas-free. I think there's a gas generator that's going to be, I stand to correct myself. There's going to be it's a gas generator that's going to be available to pump it up or add a small amount during the driving along the way if needed or something like that. Actually generating the electricity as opposed to requiring gas to power the unit itself. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But again, my point with this is it's on their time schedule. As I say, back in the 80s or whenever it was that they actually had the electric car that was taken out of production completely by government shenanigans down in California. And now all of a sudden they're giving it the go-ahead. And it's interesting, you make that reference to the government as of today, of course, still does own a huge share of General Motors themselves because of their structure for their bailout. Although for the first time today, when they went back on the stock market just today, I guess it appears that they may be able to pay back some of it. I don't know if there's any intent of them to ever pay back the money that they borrowed, but I don't know. We'll have to see how that plays out. I think what everybody also has to remember, you want to find something else to be irritated about. The Ford Motor Company did not take any assistance and was about as bad off as any other company during the worst of the Depression here a year or so ago. They took no bailout money at all, and they were able to make it through the storm. And, of course, all these other companies ran out there and put their hand in your pocket and took all that they could on bailout money, and now it's